If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. With Dr. Mike Royson on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. How many lives could be saved from heart disease every year?
Well, Joe, the number the CDC put out was 200,000, mainly by controlling blood pressure, but also decreasing smoking, increasing physical activity, and improving diet and decreasing cholesterol. Obviously, obesity was the toughest one to control, but blood pressure and controlling cholesterol were easier and actually had huge numbers of people if just everyone would control their blood pressure.
Now, there are about 100, there'll be obesity rates are on the rise by 2022, 113 million.
We'll hardly be able to find a seat on a bus, Joe.
And those seats will have to be made wider, which they are.
And more sturdy, that's right.
Yeah. Is it possible to be medication-free?
What do you mean by that?
Well, blood pressure, cholesterol. I mean, you know, there are people who do take those pills. I mean, you know.
Oh, we have a lot of patients other than preventive medicine, meaning not treatment.
Yep.
But so they take a multivitamin, half a multivitamin a day, et cetera, aspirin, DHA, omega-3, omega-7, a probiotic. You know, they'll take some, if you will, supplements, vitamin D, probiotic, I think I said that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't take any medications for any known problem. They take them preventively.
No, majority, a large percentage of people probably take some form of medication.
Right. Well, a third of people have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
A third of people have type 2 diabetes. A third of people have, or pre-diabetes. A third of people have high cholesterol values. So if you just add those three together, you're going to get a large swath of America.
Yeah. And it's really increasing. How long has it been increasing in to these numbers if we're going to see 113 million by 2022? When did the explosion start?
Well, if you look at it in 1990, there was no state with more than 20% obesity. If you look at it now, there is no state with less than 25% obesity. In fact, I think if you go back to 1990, I may have misquoted it. There's no state with more than 15% obesity in 1986. So it was really from 1990 till 2010, we gained a pound per year per person.
Mm-hmm. Which is really amazing.
Almost 30-year period, 25-year period, we got per year. So the 65-year-olds in 2010 were 25 pounds heavier than the 65-year-olds in 1985.
So what triggered it then?
In my mind, the data are associated data, not what you would call definitive data. So if you look at it, it was when fast food became readily available every time, every place. And it was a culture change. It was okay to eat at times other than meal time or the specific snack time.
Yeah, and people became more sedentary.
Well, in fact, from 1990 to 2006, people's physical activity has gone up 1% per year. Unfortunately, calorie consumption has gone up 2% per year.
And there's less home cooking, too, right? Less people cooking at home.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But what about like people's day-to-day calorie expenditure outside of physical activity? That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of that change was in the 70s through the 90s. It wasn't really this last 20-year period of obesity. So the period of obesity, at least people got physically more active. It looks like that's the good news. The bad news is we've increased calories about, if you will, 10 calories per year in physical activity. We've increased food consumption calories 40 calories or so a year compounded annually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at the CDC obesity
40
trends.
Calories per day per person per year. Go ahead.
Just because you continually will see more and more colors being added to the map. It's like if you go back to the 80s, there's only three colors on the map.
What map? What do you mean by that?
If you go to cdc.gov,
yeah.
Go ahead, tell them, Bridge.
They have the behavioral risk factors surveillance system, which looks at obesity rates in every single by state.
Mm-hmm.
And so they color coordinate it by the percentage of obesity in each state. So if you go to the United States map in 1990, there's three colors on the map. There's white, that means no data. There's light blue, which means less than 10% of adults are obese in that state. And then there's a different color, blue, which indicates 10 to 14% of adults are obese in that state. So that those are the only three colors on the map in 1990. Then by 1991, they add a darker blue that indicates 15 to 19%. And then when you get to 1997, a yellow is added to indicate over 20%. And then orange is added, and then red is added for over 30% of adults in each state being obese. And then you slowly see all of the blue colors fading away. So we have no blue colors currently on the United States map from 2010 because there's no state that has adults with 10 to 19% of their population obese because it's so much larger than that.
Well, that's really, really impressive in terms of being startling.
Really startling.
Yet, gut bacteria, Dr. Mike, gut bacteria is too low in a quarter of the population?
Well, what this study was is they looked at the DNA typing of gut bacteria, if you will. And what they found was that in 25% of people, they had less diverse gut bacteria and less variety of gut bacteria. And those happened to be people who were more likely to be obese. Now, whether the obesity caused the change in gut bacteria or whether the gut bacteria changed the obesity isn't clear.
Gut bacteria is caused by
What we eat, and what we eat changes our gut bacteria. And apparently, if you eat certain things, your gut bacteria stays relatively constant and with less variety. So all of this is new. It's called the microbiome. You're going to hear that phrase a lot. It's related, and in fact, there's a treatment for it. You can do fecal transplants. It'll be in pill form, so it's not doesn't sound as fucky.
Thank you.
But in fact, it is something that we started using for, if you will, Clostridium difficile infections. It is now becoming the treatment of choice and a first-line treatment for Clostridium difficile. But it may be that your microbiome or the variety of bacteria in your gut, because of the way they metabolize food and what they do and put out and the amino acids and other substances they put out, may change your gut so that you eat more, eat less, etc.
Before we go to the break, and the guest, our guest at 35 after the hour is Clifton Leaf, Truth in Small Doses, Losing the War on Cancer. He'll be our guest in 6 minutes. The flu vaccine, Mike, is that available yet? Will that be available soon, or is it available now?
It's starting to be available now, but usually it's the second or third week in September where people roll out things. You've heard Walgreens and Rite Aid and CVS have all been advertising it. So it's now available in certain places, but the corporations and the hospitals will roll it out probably over the next 2 weeks.
All right. Guest time coming up, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.